A raid on the Bible Society promises trouble in Malaysia. Far Corners Mission says big goals need big prayers. And it's been a big year for vision casting and scope in China, and that's shaping 2014. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Allah issue continues in Malaysia. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton explains.
The word Allah is the common word for God. It is used by both Muslims and Christians. But now the government is saying, hey, Christians are not allowed to use that word. These Bibles that are printed with the word Allah inside them are now illegal.
Authorities recently raided a Bible Society office and confiscated hundreds of Malay language Bibles.
The Malay people are considered to be, by the government at least, 100% Muslim. They don't want the Malay people to be evangelized, so they want to make it as difficult as possible for Christians to communicate the gospel message in the Malay language.
Pray government efforts to stop gospel work backfire.
We can pray that among the Malay people, they will wonder, well, what's all the fuss about this book that they don't want us to read, and perhaps even get a copy and start reading it.
Next, the Sahel food crisis is threatening nearly 16 million people and counting. It's the 9 countries in the zone between the Sahara Desert and the African savanna. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says famine-like conditions have been present since 2012. Then things got worse.
Add the armed conflicts in the area, and then you get internally displaced peoples and you get refugees. And then on top of that, you add the pre-existing conditions that are there, and you just get this crucible of food insecurity.
BGR is helping with water, food, and education. As always, their partners look for ways to bring hope too.
We help with those things physically in a compassionate show of who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. But it also gives us a great platform to speak truth in life.
Now is a great time to get involved, and we'll connect you at our website. Why?
We're looking at the same thing happening in the next 2 to 3 years. They're going to get another bad year, and this is going to be right on top of it. Let's be proactive.
This is Mission Network News. Planting a church is hard work. Can you imagine planting 1,250 churches? Far Corners Missions is doing more than imagining it. They want to finish the work, reaching the final unreached villages in India.
That's what Vision 25 is about. We've given ourselves the next 25 years to train and equip enough village pastors to go out and plant churches in each of those villages.
Gary Bishop, president of Far Corners, explains why this noble goal will require hard work and devotion, and why it's necessary.
The darkness is so profound because you're talking about a society that has been for thousands of years living in the darkness of a false religion. And so it's not easy to go in and plant a church and introduce Jesus Christ to them.
You can help reach this goal by funding pastors in training and their college dorm project. Meanwhile, more than 30,000 people from 100 countries gathered in Kansas City for the One Thing Conference recently. The event, hosted by the International House of Prayer, was more than a prayer gathering, though. The Seed Company's Roy Peterson says it was historic because it linked a global prayer movement with Bible translation. International House of Prayer leaders want the gospel spoken and 24/7 worship and prayer in every tribe and tongue. Get a progress report at our website. And as 2014 gets underway, one group pauses to celebrate and share highlights from the past year. China Partners exist to serve the church in China as they fulfill the Great Commission. In 2013, they were able to train nearly 500 church leaders and 80 Sunday school leaders. They also equipped leaders with 2,700 theological study books. These stories continue at our website. Pray the reports encourage more people to join China Partners' work. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now receive our new daily e-news blast at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to our new website to sign up. It's under the news section at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.